It was love at first sight. There she was, right in front of me, the woman of my dreams. She glanced my way and I nervously smiled. I gazed at her and my knees went to jelly. In fact, the whole world came crashing down around me and everything went wobbly, including my voice.
Hey, babe,
she said.
You look fab.
Thank you. And so do you.
What's your name?
Jeff, or Jeffers, or Lord Jeff. Actually, just Jeff.
Jeff. Nice to meet you.
She held out her hand to shake mine.
I'm Janie.
Well, that was it. A brief introduction. We went for a drink later that evening and instantly hit it off. We loved the same music and art. We just had so much in common. I made her laugh, and what a beautiful laugh she had. We started spending all our time together, going to exhibitions and parties, listening to jazz, the theatre, the opera, you name it, we did it. I even met her parents, too. From the very beginning of the relationship, I was smitten, and I knew I'd found the one. She seemed to like me, too. And it didn't take long for us to fall head over heels in love with each other. We moved in together, but... And there's always a but. By the winter of 1970, things started to change. I just couldn't tell her I was a ghost. I didn't want to break her heart. But in the end, it was me that was left heartbroken.